for questions from the audience. Dr. Levine.
Thank you very much for, I think, quite an inspiring lecture today. Your last slides, I saw after I'd written down a note about what is adequate dialysis. And as everyone knows, there's a huge superstructure which looks at the adequacy of dialysis in our patients from a network and from a federal point of view. What do you think it would take to change this so that it becomes required, so that we have to make sure that our patients are exercising to the best of our ability? We can't, in fact, in dialysis units, guarantee everyone having the right KTOV, the right hemoglobin, the right ultrafiltration, etc. But we move in that direction because we have to. So what do you think about a political move which shows that the outcomes following the application of these principles are affected to the same extent as some of the other things we spend a lot of time doing? What do you think about that?
I think that if people were required to evaluate physical function and refer at a given level to physical therapy, that would be huge. That would be a huge step and support the patients in their efforts. I think that if we could get funding for a multi-center randomized trial to really find out how we translate this into practice, that's my next step. Actually, my goal is to figure out how we can translate it into practice, because we have people there, captive audience. I will tell you, these gerontologists at this meeting were stunned when they knew that we had patients there 3 days a week and we didn't do anything with them. And they found out you could exercise them during dialysis, and they said, are you kidding? You're not doing that? So we have an opportunity, and this is not rocket science at all. I think that every patient care tech, if they were asking patients about their physical activity and getting them fired up with the motivational interviewing that we talked about the other day, to talk about patients' activity instead of expecting them to be passive recipients of treatment, I think we could make a huge impact on people's physical activity level just by changing staff attitudes and practices. Physicians have to support the referrals and initiate them. So,
Dr. Amberlin.
Very interesting talk. 2 points. One from yesterday, the polypharmacy that patients are on dialysis very rarely helps them and probably contributes to their frailty, is my guess. A lot of these drugs impair them. And the other thing is that the effect of the fistula on increasing cardiac output stretches a lot of these patients to the upper levels of their cardiac reserve. And I really believe that many patients live at or near their maximal cardiac output, and they are unable to increase their cardiac output very much, if at all, in response to exercise.
The reason they can't increase their cardiac output, and there's another paper in AJKD this month that is a trial that I just finished where we actually measured maximal cardiac outputs. The reason they can't increase their cardiac outputs is because of a heart rate limitation, not because of stroke volume. They have good stroke volume response to exercise, and it's not different than the transplant patients who don't have fistulas. So I would challenge that. Their resting cardiac outputs are higher than transplant with no fistula, but they do have a stroke volume response to exercise. So their cardiac outputs are limited, but it's because of heart rate, not their maximal cardiac outputs, because of heart rate, not stroke volume issues. I agree with you that they are medicated quite significantly. And there are three good studies that show that blood pressure is reduced in some patients with regular exercise training. So, you know, we have guidelines for blood pressure management, and the first guideline, if you've ever looked at the task force on blood pressure management, is physical activity and weight management. The first guideline for national guideline for treatment from the lipids is for high, you know, abnormal lipids is weight management and physical activity. And now we have cardiovascular DOCI that suggests physical activity should be done on a regular basis, recommended and encouraged on a regular basis. You have a whole gerontology population out there that, you know, nephrologists that are gerontologists who are recommending physical activity for their older patients. So why is it nephrologists is so slow in doing this? Some of the medications may not be needed if people are more physically active.
Question, please.
Hi, James Nussbaum from New York. Just wanted to comment quickly on Dr. Levine's question, a way in which I think change can be made is by more of the nephrologists actually paying a little bit more attention to the DOCI guidelines, particularly guideline 14, about physical activity, in addition to all the chemistry and the other guidelines, as you started to mention. And I think, at least in New York, the problems that I see are often the nephrologist is the primary care physician, and it seems that there's a lot to really handle. For nephrologists that are patients' primary care physicians, but don't seem to maybe be able to do all the things that a normal primary care physician would do, maybe sending the patient to a primary care physician that could look into some of the other factors affecting quality of life, I think that might be helpful.
Medicare pays for physical therapy. You don't have to do the physical therapy. You just got to get them there.
I have one other question to follow up. Do we see sometime in the undefined future when we'll have another quality indicator along with anemia management and parathyroid hormone and AKT overview, we'll have a quality indicator in terms of whether the unit provides exercise support? And that may be sometime in the future, but it seems a possibility.
I think we can't do that until we figure out how to translate it efficiently into practice. And until the providers allow that to happen, even to study it, I haven't been able to do that in the provider in the Twin Cities. So until that happens, we won't be able to get that quality indicator because you have a quality indicator that is, you know, they don't know how to do that. So I do think it's a great quality indicator and it's a great idea, but we can't do that until we know how to efficiently put it in practice. So what we have to do now is to refer to people who really do know how to improve physical functioning, and that's physical therapy. So thank you.